Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
That was One Republic, run, run, run. Goeienaand, Kasia familie. Dit is Karine de Wet. En jy is ingeskakel by die Power Hour. Die plek waar ons gesels oor sukses, inspirasie en alles wat saak maak. Vanaand het ek 'n kragtige episode vir jou. Ek gesels met Jude Kader, 'n dinamiese 19-jarige student wat sy top wenke tot sukses met jou deel. En moenie vergeet nie, baie belangrik, ek het 'n fantastiese luisteraarskompetisie wat jy nie wil misloop nie. Stuur jou boodskappe na ons WhatsApp-lyn vanaand 082-414-1077 en raak deel van die gesprek. Yes, vanaand moet jy die boodskappe stuur terwyl hierdie program aan die gang is. Maar eers, kom ons kop af met dinge soos 'n bietjie 'n liedjie wat perfek pas by vanaand se tema van inspirasie en deursettingsvermoë. Here we go.
This is Casey 107.7.
That was the best day of your life. You are tuned in to Karine de Wet on KC Power Hour tonight on 107.7 FM. And the number to tune in is 082-414-1077. Yes, they say if the universe speaks, if you speak, the universe hears. So be careful what you speak. So if this is the best day of your life, I promise you, claim it. Claim it. Don't let it pass you by. So, speaking of success, my guest tonight is someone who embodies just that. Jude Kader is a 19-year-old student with a passion for growth, learning, and making the most of every opportunity. He's here to share his top tips for success, the mindset, habits, and strategies that keep him motivated and moving forward. Jude Kader, welcome to the Power Hour. How are you doing?
Hi there, Karine. I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for the time. And I know you guys have a real busy schedule kicking off this year already, hey?
Yes, it's second year of chemical engineering. I'm really looking forward to it and I can't wait.
Wonderful. Jude, I want to say congratulations on pursuing your passion for chemical engineering. What inspired you to choose this field and what are your long-term goals?
It was actually from a very unlikely interaction. I was actually at my dentist and we just got to talking and this was around mid-year. And I mentioned that I would like to be a pharmacologist, which is the person behind making all of these medicinal drugs, like your cancer treatments, your diabetic medication, all of that. So that's what I initially wanted to do. And she actually suggested that I might as well do chemical engineering, because if one day I don't have a passion for pharmacology anymore, chemical engineering would actually take a more flexibility within my job space.
Wow, what a story. Tell me, what did you do at the dentist?
Oh, no, it was just a regular cleaning. But I've been going to this dentist for years. So we are very, well, I wouldn't say friends, but we know each other for a very long time. So it's very easy to have these open conversations.
Well, it's a reason why I'm asking, you know, the dentist is the place that you don't really want to go to. And you had a career conversation at your dentist. Wow.
No, I absolutely loved it. She's one of the sweetest people ever. And, you know, in the end, I was extremely grateful for that advice because that ended up being my first choice at both UCP and Stellenbosch.
Wonderful.
And I got accepted at both of them.
What a beautiful story. Please do give her a shout out so we know her name and everything, you know.
Her name is Cherry Smith.
Oh, my word. Can't be.
No, it isn't.
No, I'm based in Paul, and Cheryl Smith, I used to be a Macy Fanny Bialville. You know what I mean? And yes. Cheryl Smith was at school with me. Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes. We were at school together.
What a coincidence.
Wow. Wow. A big shout out to Cheris and I. I hope you're going to send her this podcast because this interview will be on Casey's website soon. And then you can just go backtrack it and just go send it also to her. Okay?
100% will be.
Wonderful. Wow. How we got sidetracked now, no? Anyway, as a 19-year-old student, you're likely juggling multiple responsibilities, including academics, social life, and personal interests. How do you stay focused and motivated? And what strategies do you use to manage stress and pressure?
You know, I must say, I can't take credit for this or on my own. Mm-hmm. My parents played a huge role in relieving pressure. Not once from grade one or all the way to grade 11 has my parents asked me of anything. They've never asked me to achieve this grade or they've never expected anything. All they said was, do the best you can possibly do and we'll be happy.
Wow.
I mean, at a certain point, I was harder on myself than my parents were on me.
Mm.
This went on until about grade 11. Grade 12 was when they were like, okay, maybe we need to put a little bit of pressure on you because this is an extremely important year. This was the year where provisional acceptance was being given out.
Mm.
Grade 12 was extremely important. And my parents were like, okay, you're going to have to put in a bit of work. We haven't asked anything of you for the past 10, 11 years, but this one time we're going to ask of you to please try your best. And that's what I did. I achieved an 80% average at matric during the Cambridge AS curriculum.
Oh, wow. You know, this just shows the importance. And I'm so glad you're sharing those vital people that were a part of your, your blossoming. Like a flower, a seed that's blossoming.
Oh, yes, 100%.
You know, I don't know.
I could never do this on my own.
Exactly. So I want to say actually a big shout out to your mom and dad because, you know, playing such vital role in a child's life, rearing them and then at the right time, just saying, look here, it's time now. You know, so wow, wonderful to them and a big ups to them.
Yes, I mean, I really hit the jackpot because I see so often on social media how students are stressing and crying because their parents take it too harsh on them or they're too hard on them. And I was just extremely grateful because my parents really didn't ask anything of me. They literally just said, do your best and we'll be happy.
I want to say a big ups to you. For seeing that.
Thank you very much.
A big ups to you for seeing that and being grateful and living in that gratitude and not forgetting who walked that road with you because you don't hear that from 19-year-olds. Many 19-year-olds, you know, they look past that. So you're on the right path, my child, you're on the right path. Now, due time management is crucial for students, especially those in demanding fields like yourself in chemical engineering. I can just imagine. Can you walk us through your typical day or week and how do you prioritize your tasks and activities to ensure you meeting your goals at the end of the day?
You know, it is quite a shock to me once I joined university because whatever I did in high school, my entire schedule changed. So I have class now from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with a 1 hour lunch break in between. That means I have about 5 hours of class until about 1 o'clock. From 1 to 2 is my lunch break. And from 2 to 5, I have another 3 hours of classes. So there is literally no breaks in this course. After my day ends at about 5 p.m., I would make my way to the Stellenbosch track because I train there long distance running.
Hmm?
And that's just something to take my mind off of the long day because, I mean, it's like an eight-hour day.
So true.
That is a straight eight-hour day that I've had. So I like to, you know, have a little bit of physical activity.
So true.
Just to make sure that the, you know,
there's
the
a
muscles
balance.
Are moving. Yeah, so that there's a balance.
Mm.
One of the best tips that I ever got was to always start early. So I've noticed, even in my own degree with my friends and other people around me, one of the biggest causes of stress in engineering is people start too late. Procrastination is the main cause, is the main reason of all of your problems. 99% of students who are struggling in engineering are the procrastinators. And if I had to give one piece of advice, it would just be don't procrastinate. Start early. There is no reward for starting early. That is true. But there's also no downside. You will have no regrets from.
Jude, what's the distance that you run?
Me?
Long distance. What's the distance?
I usually train for half marathons. I'm actually currently training for the Tiger Valley 15 kilometers. I took about a month or two off just because I recently got a slight injury. I took a month or two off, and in March, I'll be running the Tiger Valley 15 kilometers.
Well, I want some feedback on that, okay?
No, 100%.
Well, I want some feedback. I'm doing the Madiba Freedom Race coming up next week, the 8th. So I'm doing that. I also do physical activity to get rid of the stress, you know.
No, I 100% support that. That is such an underrated way to manage stress.
So, yes. So I want to ask another question. I have two questions now after your answer. The marathon. And now my next question is, how old are you really?
I am truly 19 years old.
No. I want to know how old is that soul of yours. Because that soul ain't 19. No, really. Wow. Really, I can see your parents has invested quite a bit on you because you are not a young soul. You are an old soul with the wisdom that you carry. That's a great compliment, hey?
Thank you very much.
So Jude, what role do you think goal setting plays in achieving success? And how do you set and work towards your own goals? Are there any specific goals and milestones you're working towards right now?
Me personally, I don't really follow goals because I know myself very well. Once I set a goal, I usually deviate from it and don't really achieve it. It's just because once you set a goal for yourself, this is only my experience. I never actually pull through on it. That's why instead of goal setting, I hold myself accountable for things. So if I decide to, for example, go to a party instead of study or go out with friends instead of train, I hold myself accountable. It's kind of like an opportunity cost, something that's mentioned in economics, where you have to forego one for another. So yes, even though you're having fun, there's definitely something that you're losing out on. In this case, it could be a training or it could be study time. And once you, once that happens and you decide to go to that party, for example, you should hold yourself accountable to whatever mark you get or whatever time you run on the track because you forewent something.
So you don't set goals?
No, not really. Just because me personally, I always deviate from them and I know myself very well.
So I always
hold myself accountable.
So, yeah, I just want to put emphasis on what you're saying. You don't set goals. but you forgo one for the other. Is that correct?
No.
Just explain it so that, whoever is listening, it might work for that person, because, goal setting doesn't work for everybody. So it's interesting what you are saying. So if you can just repeat that part.
So I don't necessarily set one big main goal, as it's easy to deviate from this path.
Okay.
I should rather say that I focus on things one day at a time. And if I, for example, deviate from a certain path, I hold myself accountable to that.
Okay.
And maybe I would have to work twice as hard the next day to achieve or to get myself on the right path. But I don't really set goals just because no one is forcing you to complete it. You're telling yourself to complete it. And I know that I'm easily fooled by myself. So oh. I definitely hold myself accountable instead of just setting a wow. arbitrary goal.
Wow, big ups. I'm telling you, I'm learning stuff from you. I'm learning a lot from you. You're never too old to learn. So I specifically asked you to repeat it. Yeah, you're so right. You are part of the Gen X generation. Correct.
Yes.
So,
it's Gen Z.
Gen Z. Sorry. Where am I coming from? Gen X. Okay, we by Gen Z. And I come from the generation of the freedom fighters back in the day when there was no freedom in this country.
I was
part of the apartheid regime and the Caspers and the tear gas on the schools. So we also fought a very brave fight. And I'm listening to you, keeping yourself accountable. We kept ourselves accountable. And without social media, we got it right. And Gen Z, listening to you, wow, really? I'm very honored that I can interview you, and I'm learning from you. One is never too old to learn from the other.
I should be thanking you, because if it wasn't for your generation, I probably wouldn't even have gone to the high school I went to, or even the university I'm currently going to.
Thank you, Jude. I appreciate that one. Jude, as we're closing off this interview, looking ahead to the next few years, what do you envision for your future, and how do you see yourself making a positive impact in the field or community? What advice would you give to your peers or younger students who are just starting out on their own journeys?
So in a few years' time, I would definitely love to be a business owner one day. With this degree, you are so flexible and you can do almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
So initially, in my first few years after graduation, I would like to work in fields like food production or maybe national defense. With food production side, I would like to make essentials like food and water cheaper and more accessible to people. We live in a country with a really large portion of people in poverty. I'd really like to make certain things cheaper so that people can live more affordable lives.
I want to say to all the Casey and everyone that is tuned in tonight, if you like, we have people from Cape Town live streaming everywhere. So I would like to say, watch this space, because we're going to bring Jude back on the show in a few months' time, because I see big things happening.
Thank you very much. And if I had any advice that I would give
Please.
The younger generation, stay focused in high school, mainly grade 11 and grade 12, because grade 11, they use your provisional marks from that year. And grade 12, they're going to use your final marks. Your final marks in grade 11 are used as provisional acceptance into university, and your final marks in grade 12 are used for final acceptance in university. So please, grade 8 to grade 10, it's not as stressful, and you should enjoy your childhood, but around grade 10, I mean, grade 11 and grade 12, you should really place the maximum amount of effort in that. And also, take life easy. I mean, you're still a child. And, you know, even if you're in high school, you're still a child. Don't try to become an adult too quickly, because your time as an adult is much longer than you are as a child. So definitely enjoy it to your
full. Oh, my word. You got to repeat that last part.
Yeah, definitely do not become an adult too quickly.
Because your time is, as an adult, go continue that one.
Your time as an adult is much longer than your time as a child.
I want to say amen to that. We heard it now. There you have it. From the mouth of a 19-year-old, don't become a child. Don't become an adult too quickly. Stay a child, because your life as an adult is much longer. That is so true. I normally hear that from adults, not from 19-year-olds. Hey, Jude, it was an awesome time just chatting to you. I mean, you are wise beyond your years. Thank you for coming on the show. And like I said, the show will be on a podcast on the KC 107.7 website very soon. And I'm going to check in with you in a few months' time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really look forward to it, and all the best for you.
Thank you, Jude. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Casey 107.7.
And that was Money. That's What I Want by Barrett Strong. Because let's face it, a little extra cash never hurt anyone. But true wealth isn't just about money. It's about knowledge, growth, and the right mindset to create success. And speaking of success, it's time for something exciting. KC 107.7 Power Hour is giving you the chance to win an exclusive opportunity. The best piece of advice shared tonight will earn one lucky listener a seat in the studio with life coach and author Ezia Reitenbach of Fearless Wolf Life Coaching on February the 6th at 6 p.m. right here with me, Gerinde Wet, your host. And that's not all. You will also receive a signed copy of this powerful self-help book, The Avatar Effect. Wow. So, what's your best money-saving tip for 2025? Send your advice to 082-414-1077 and let's hear some of those amazing winning tips. So, I'm giving you some time. Right after this, I will be back.
This is Casey 107.7.
That was Whatever It Takes. Yes. Do you do whatever it takes to get what you want in life? What do you speak? That's the first thing. How do you speak to yourself? Is your words kind to yourself? Is your words positive to yourself? Is it that I cannot do this? Do whatever it takes in this life. Life is short. We have seen so many young people, you know, suddenly just being taken away. Suddenly falling. Lady that died recently at a restaurant. You know, she just went to go buy some food. She was engaged. She's young. But that happened. So don't live your life on the negativity side. Do whatever it takes you want. So let's get to it. Like I said, it's competition time. Tannie Magdalene van Skalkwyk. Hi daar. Ek hoor jy is ingetune. Soos altyd my Tannie. Jene, wanneer gaan die Tannie van my kom kuier? Ek het haar so langs die pad ontmoet. Daarby waarmakers uit, roep die tannie vir my, en sy sê, Gerien, en ek dink, maar ek ken nie die tannie nie, maar jyne, toe ek haar sien, en sy sê, ek is tannie Magdalene van Skalkwyk, en ek kyk na haar, en ek dink, wow, sy herinner vir my aan my ouma. My ouma is nou nie meer met ons nie, ma. Tannie Magdalene, big shout out to you daar. So, kom ons val sommer onmiddellik na die stemboodskappe toe wat ingekom het. En ja, luister net 'n bietjie, wat is die advies vir hierdie jaar?
Savings account that's linked to my main check account, so you can do that at your bank, or if you have any banking app, you can just apply for a savings account. It's not something that you pay for, and every month you can transfer the amount that you can afford in your separate savings account, whether that is 100 rand a month, 200 rand, 1,000 rand, just whatever you can afford. And I only withdraw that money towards the end of the year or in case of an emergency. And then it must really be an emergency. The second thing that I do is I have a Checkers voucher. So it depends on what shop you like, if you like ShopRite or Checkers, even Woolworths or Clicks, all the shops now has a gift card system. So you just get a gift card at your nearest store, and then every month you can load at your favorite shop, you can load money on there. So I choose Checkers because that's my nearest shop to my house, and then I load an amount on my Checkers card every single month. So at the end of the year, or specifically in January, when everybody is January, you know, then I can buy my stationery, my kids' stationery, you know, groceries, things that I need, you know, at the beginning of the year. That is when I use my gift card. And then the small thing that I do in the house, if I have any change, you know, 2 rand, 1 rand, 5 rands, you know, up to 10 rand, and that I put in a piggy bank, or I don't know what you anything that you can save in, whether it's a tin or stainless steel bucket that you can save in. But all my change I put in there, and then I always open that, you know, also at the end of the year or on my birthday, and then I spoil myself with that money from that change. I'm hoping that it helps, and all of the best.
That is, thank you to Marizaan Bredenkamp for that lovely tip. Thank you so much for your entry. Let's go to the following one.
My name is Jasper Basson. I'm the founder of Drake Holdings, Monthly Accounting and Tax. And this is just my few cents on money saving that you can implement in 2025. I would suggest, before thinking about any investments, any saving plans, anything like that, make a list of all your debt that you currently have, and work out a plan how you will start paying off your current debt, and start by paying the debt with the highest interest first, and then slowly but surely chipping off on that debt. And if you're in debt currently, be debt free at the end of 2025. That I would suggest would be your first goal. And you will save in paying interest, and that will obviously escalate into a savings plan going beyond paying off debt. And you can look at, from there, look at a savings plan, looking at investments. But your first plan would be get rid of all my debt. Thank you. Enjoy the day. Bye.
Thank you.
Die enigste advies wat ek vir die jong mense kan gee, begin vroeg in die lewe. As jy begin werk, kry jou eerste anniteit, jou tweede anniteit, sodat die dag as jy aftree, dan werk jou geld vir jou. Die ander advies vir die groot mense, diegene wat 'n 13de cheque kry, vat 'n 13de cheque, belê dit. Maak nie saak hoe groot dit is nie. Belê dit. En elke jaar, of vat jy dat 13de check, dan belê jy dit. Na 'n paar jaar of 'n paar aantal jare gaan jy die vrugte pluk.
Dit was Jasper Wasson van Drake Holdings. Hy is die eienaar van Drake Holdings. Baie dankie vir jou tip. Dalk werk dit vir iemand, dalk wen jy tip. Dan het ons vir Garfield Christians gehad. Hy is in die polisie. Hy is 'n kommissaris of iets. So ja, wat ek net wil sê vir almal wat nou nog nie, wat nog kans het om in te skakel vanaand, dit is 082-414-1077. Stuur vir my 'n wenk in, hoe kan 'n mens geld spaar? Wat doen jy? Sê vir my, wat het jy gedoen, wat werk vir jou? Wat het jy spaarblikkie, wat koop jy, wat jou kos, waar spaar jy geld? Deel jou tip, stuur dit na 082-414-1077, saam met my, tot op 7 uur op Kasie 107.7 op die Power Hour Show. Jy staan 'n kans om 'n live in studio interview te wen saam met Wolf Fearless Wolf Life Coaching Life Coach Izzy Reitenbach. Volgende week die 6de saam met my en hom in die studio, as ook die getekende kopie van sy boek, die selfhelpboek wat hy geskryf het, wat redelik goed doen op die mark, The Avatar Effect. Interessant, ne? Interessante naam. So stuur die wenke in, jy het 'n wenk. Ek weet jy het 'n wenk. Wat doen jy om die jaar sommer so reg op, you know, hoe spaar ons geld? Wat doen ons? So stuur vir my die wenk, ek wag op jou. Ons het al 'n hele paar inskrywings gekry, so ek moet hierdeur hardloop. So stuur vir my 'n minuut lank, nie langer as dit nie. Dan kan ons sommer nou jou ne speel. Dan sê, kom ons gaan na die volgende wenk toe.
Hi everyone, my name is Janine Fransman and I am the founder of DigiLife. We provide digital bookkeeping and accounting services. My money saving tips for you is to open a 30-day savings account and a tax-free unit trust account. Once you've done that at your local bank, you set up debit orders to run from your personal bank account to these two savings accounts. You can start small. You can start with 200 or 300 rand debit order transfer. And this will get you started to prioritize your savings. So this will run, make sure it runs on the day that you receive your salary. So this will run in the background every month and it will accumulate over time. Your tax-free unit trust account, you can only access once the term has expired. And your 30-day savings account, you can only access once you've notified the bank. And that needs to be a 30-day notification. So it cuts out the in the spur of the moment spending. So it forces you to be more disciplined and to prioritize your savings. That means that everything else, your lifestyle outside of savings, must be adjusted to fit into your lifestyle of saving. So it's a mindset shift to prioritize saving and then continue on with life. Then I would also advise to stay away from clothing accounts and furniture accounts because the interest on those accounts are very high and there's options to rather do lay-by or to save before you purchase an item. In the case where you already have these accounts, I would suggest you cut up the card and you throw it away. You are not buying anything else this year. We are just paying off. So once you've come to the place where you are happy to cut it up and to throw it away, you review your statements. So you look at all of your outstanding balances and you choose the account with the lowest outstanding balance. This is the one that you're going to be paying off first. So you continue on paying everything else. We want to keep making payments on everything. It's already there. We need to be disciplined and keep paying them. But on this one account with the lowest balance that you've chosen, this account, you're going to try to pay off faster. So any additional money that you have, you put it into this account because you want to pay it off. And then once that is paid off, you are going to feel so motivated. You're going to feel good. You need to celebrate yourself. It's a big win. And from there on, you can continue on and you do the follow the same method and then choose the next lowest outstanding balance and start clearing that off. In that process of clearing off this first account, you'll have additional money to add on to paying more into this next account that you're trying to settle. So this is basically the method that you can follow to get everything paid off faster. And in this way, you have your savings that's accumulating on the one end, and you are basically clearing out all of your debt on the other side, freeing up more money in your household. And it's a win-win on both sides. So good luck. And yeah, that's my tip for you. Hi, everyone. My name is Janine.
Hi there. That was Janine Fransman. Also owns her own accounting firm. That's advice that we got professionally. So let's just take a quick break because there's some nice advice coming up as well. All these advice, you know, you gotta wrap it and you gotta listen to everyone. And actually everything makes so much sense. So I'm back now.
This is Casey 107.7.
The weekend blinding lights. Dat gebeur mos na week. You are still tuned in with me, Gerinda Wet, on Casey 107.7 on the Power Hour Show. We have a great competition going. So the number for studio is 082-414-1077. Send in those voice notes of your saving tips. 1 minute long, please, so we can get and run through all of them. Tonight, we will go through all the voice notes. This will be on a podcast on our Casey 107.7 website. But next week, the winner will be announced. So you gotta stay tuned to win. So what is your best saving tips? What can I use? Do I buy other coffee or what? Let's go to the next one.
Hi, Gorin. This is Bulelani. That's a very fascinating question. I think in 2024, the money saving tip that worked for me was the traditional way, which is Stockfell. Yes, I know some people have a lot of innuendos about it, but as young as I am, it works for my mom and it's working for me. And the nice thing is that there's different types of Stockfell. There's money Stockfell, there's grocery Stockfell, there's birthday Stockfell, there's alcohol Stockfell, and there's so many other Stockfells. So a month, I make sure that I contribute about 1,005 and split it all together into these stock files and forget about it up until it comes to December, which is my birthday month. And that's when I can actually redeem all these different types of stock files. And it has been working for me. So that's a money tip that's working for me. And I think I'm going to recommend it to anyone who's listening to this voice note to continue with it in 2025. Great show. Thank you so much.
Hi, B. I wouldn't say I had a specific saving tip for 2024. I think what I put in for 2024 that really helped me not to spend too much of my money was discipline when it comes to family and most of the unnecessary activities or stuff I would tend to do or overdo, be it shopping online, with regards to family, be it giving family too much access into requesting for money from me, even with things that are not really an emergency. So basically, I learned discipline and I learned how to say no when things were not necessary. And in that way, I was able to have more money in my savings account. Thank you.
That was Bulalani Ndoza, and then that was Sandy. She is one of the mates on a ship. Yeah, I'm telling you. So we're going to end off with this last step for today. There is some more, but that I will play next week. Same time, same place. And that's the day you will hear who's the winner. So you got to tune into KC 107.7, the Power Hour Show, 6 to 7 p.m. every Thursday. But this is like just a build up for what we're going to do next week. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss out. This is your power, your inspiration, and your everything. But I would love to end off with this one. You got to hear this.
Hi, my name's Rito. I'm 8 years old, and here was my tip for last year's saving. Choose around 5 rand, 2 rand, and don't use a 2 rand or 5 rand for the year. And you can see how much you've saved when the year is over. That's my tip. Bye.
And on that note, yeah, you got a tip from an 8-year-old. So, same time, same place. Next up is KC Talk with Avril Esterhazen. A very lovely show back.
This is KC 107.7 FM. The sound that sets you free.